From Spark and Anvil and Equation Quest, this is Marshall in Chapter 1 of the Equation Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Marshall spent 15 years directing the great processions of the Capitol, the Harvest Parade, the Winter Lantern March, the long, slow crowds that filled the main road on festival days. Her job was to decide the order things moved in and to make sure everything moved in that order and no other. It was harder than it looked. A procession is not a line of one kind of thing. It is horses and carts and marchers and drummers and children with flags, all wanting to go at once, all arriving at the same narrow gate. If they went in the wrong order, carts before the horses that pulled them, drummers scattered through the marchers, the whole thing snarled into a shouting knot at the gate, and someone always ended up in the fountain. So Marshall set the order in advance, the same order every time, and everyone learned it. Riders first, then carts, then marchers, then the little ones with the flags at the back where they could not be trodden on. Because the order was agreed and fixed, every procession came out the same, smooth and safe and in the right shape. It isn't about who's most important, Marshall liked to say, watching a parade flow through the gate like water. It's about everyone knowing the same order. Agree the order once, and the muddle never comes back.
One festival, a boy named Tunny asked Marshall why it mattered so much. They all get through the gate in the end, he said. Does the order really change anything? Watch two carts, said Marshall. She pointed to a hay cart and a water cart at the gate. If the hay goes first and picks up the flags, we get a hay cart full of flags. If the water goes first and picks up the flags, we get a wet flag cart. Same carts, same flags. Different order, completely different result. Tunny stared. He had thought order was only tidiness. He had not thought it could change the answer. So the same things, he said slowly, in a different order, come out different. Every time, said Marshall. That night she chalked it on the gatepost. Same parts, wrong order, wrong result. Agree the order first.
After that, Marshall saw ordered sequences everywhere. In recipes where the eggs went in before the flour or the cake was ruined. In music, where the notes only made a tune in one arrangement. In the careful steps of anything that had to come out right. A year later, the Equation Quest Academy, which had grown tired of children getting different answers to the very same sum, heard of a procession marshal who agreed the order first so the muddle never came back. The academy master wrote to her. Marshall, who liked the idea of a quieter gate, accepted.
The board, Marshall found, was a procession of numbers all wanting through one gate at once. And like any procession, it needed an order agreed in advance. She wrote on the board, 2 + 3 × 4. Two children solved this yesterday, she said. One got 20, one got 14. Only one can be right. Why the difference? The children leaned in. Because they moved the parts in different orders. One added first, 2 + 3 = 5, then 5 × 4 = 20. One multiplied first, 3 × 4 = 12, then 2 + 12 = 14. Same parts, different order, different result. So which one's right? Asked a girl. Whichever one everybody agreed on, said Marshall. And long ago, everybody did agree, so that sums would come out the same the world over. The order is, anything in brackets goes first, then all the multiplying and dividing, then last, the adding and subtracting. She underlined the 3 × 4. Multiplying comes before adding, so we do 3 × 4 = 12 first, then 2 + 12 = 14. 14 is right, not because it's kinder, but because it's the agreed order. She wrote another. 2 plus 3 times 4. But brackets jump the queue. Now the 2 plus 3 goes first, 5, then 5 times 4 equals 20. The brackets changed who goes first, so the answer changed too. The children copied both and saw how the little curved brackets could send a part to the front of the parade.
She still marshals the odd festival procession when the Capitol asks and the Academy can spare her, and the parades still come out smooth. At the Academy, she tells the nervous children that order of operations is not a rule invented to trip them up. It is only a procession, the same agreement that lets 1,000 marchers share one gate without ending up in the fountain. Once you know the order, the muddle never comes back. "It isn't hard," she says. "It's just the order. Brackets, then times and divide, then plus and minus. Agree the order, and everyone gets the same answer." When the hall empties, Marshall straightens the chairs into a neat file out of long habit and feels the calm, orderly gladness of a gate through which everything has passed in its proper turn. She has felt it for 20 years, and it still steadies her every time.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Marshall. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.